We're in Keses HaSofer, Simen Tes Vav, Seif Dalet. Im Toa B'Parashias, if a Sofer made a mistake when writing Parashias, V'Osa B'Mokim Psucha Stuma, and where he was supposed to make a Parasha Psucha, he instead made a Parasha Stuma. Oy B'Mokim Stuma Psucha, or the opposite. Oy Shehivsik V'Hiniach Ponei B'Mokim She'en Bei Parasha. He left a blank space worthy of a shir parasha in a place where there's not meant to be a shir parasha. Oisha kosav kedarkei v'lohiniach revach b'makom sheyesh parasha, or in a place where there was meant to be a shir parasha, he didn't leave a parasha at all. Hareze apostle, all of the above cases, pasul the sefer Torah. Ve'en loy takona elo lesalik es kol hadaf, and the only way to correct the sefer Torah is to get rid of the uriah and write a new one. V'yesh aimrim, there are those that say, there are Rishonim that hold that it is mutter to fix the same way you would fix any other toes. And indeed, the minig of the seifrim is to fix it, meaning by erasing a few lines. If it can be erased in a way where you're not going to have to erase a Shem Hashem, obviously. But if there is a shame in the way, you can't just cut out that shame, especially over here where there's no shaila in the shame. The shaila is because we have a problem of a shir parsha, which has nothing to do with the shame, that we prefer not to cut out shamus. And the sefer should be as careful as possible. When he rewrites the ksav in that area, he should try and make the letters the same size and the same style and do everything the same, so that it shouldn't be nicker that there's a few lines that were erased here and rewritten. It shouldn't look like menumer. Menumer, we discussed, is when the ksav in one place is different than the ksav in the rest of the Sefer Torah. If he left a blank space where there's not supposed to be a shir parasha, I'm sorry. If he left a blank space in an area that's not roi l'ksiva, in other words, there's a spot in the urea where you have sewn, there was a tear which they sewed up, or the tear is still there, so it's not roi l'ksiva. V'afilu yesha matlis, even if they put a patch there, tachtav l'misha ena kaisav ala matlis, if this cipher doesn't write on a matlis, so what comes out? Shenikar, it's nikar shelo hiniach amokim chalak b'kavona lasa yisei parasha. It's clear that this area was not left for the purpose of leaving a shir parasha. Rather, it's clear that this area was just left because he can't write anything there. Efshad diyesh lahokel, it's possible, says the Bnei Yaina, that one can be makel in such a case. And we saw in the Lishkan Sifkot and Aleph that he says that it's poshut that one could be makel in such a case. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkot and Hei, v'hiniach ponoi, he left a blank area where there's not meant to be a shir parasha. Kasa b'sefer b'nei yoyna, v'tzarech iyon, em ira sheshachach ha-sefer, v'sirtit b'iria achas shura pochos miminyan ha-shurais, sheb'irias ha-acheres. If you have a sefer, and so we know that in a regular sefer Torah, b'zmanenu, this is around 62 or 63 urias. So let's say one of those urias, he only made 41 sirtutim instead of 42. So em lifsal es ha-sefer Torah b'shvil kach, do we passel a sefer Torah for that reason? Shenira kilu he parasha psucha, because now it's going to look like on the bottom of those amudim there's a parasha psucha, because relative to the other yerias there's an extra line now. Ay neimer, what do we say? Kevan she'oisa yeria kol amudea kach, since on this particular yeria all 3, 4, or 5 amudim are the same, loy mifsal b'hachi, so therefore we shouldn't passel it. In other words, do we look at this urea relative to the other ureas, and it would be passel, or do we look at the amudim on the urea relative to themselves, in which case they're all uniform and there's no reason to passel? We can't cause a b'tshuvas panim iris that we would not passel. Ulefachis, for sure, says the Lishka, im shachach ba'amud echod milichta if shura achas lemata ilamala passel. One thing is for certain, if on one column the sefer forgot to make one line on top or on bottom, So then, avada, that's going to be possible. Kevin de oila ba'ofen ze liyos parsha psucha, yesh lifsalem irakin. Because over there, relative to the column next to it, avada, it looks like there's a blank line there, and a blank line is going to be a parsha psucha. Avalim kosav minyan shuris sheyesh loy. But if he wrote the correct amount of lines, ela sha'asa hashuris dechukais, but they're a little bit tighter than on the other amudim. V'lachein einin magias ad lamata, k'may hashuris shebedafim ha'acherim. So it doesn't go as low as all the other columns. V'nira ki'ilu chaser hashura, yesh lahachshir. In such a case, even though it looks like it's missing a line, we can be makel. Because you see that all the lines that are there were written on, as opposed to the other case where there's a blank line that was unwritten. Same din would apply if he made one less line. Would also be kosher. In other words, let's say there's only 41 lines, but the ksav of the 41 lines is slightly larger, so it takes up the same amount of space as the column next to it, which is 42 lines. So it's not nicker that there's any blank area. So that would also be kosher. The mikol makom mischazahu ki'ilu hu b'tashlumai nirali. Of the Bnei Yaina. Right? So he says, since it all looks uniform, it looks whole, so that would not be a problem. As I said, the Bnei Yaina. Aval b'tashbitz, but in the tashbitz, chelak gimel simen kof nun hey, kosav is eloshayna. Tashbitz says as follows. V'inyan hadafim asher k'tzosim arukim miktzosim. Regarding the question of the columns which are of different lengths, im haktzarim heim harbe letzad echad v'arukim heim harbe letzad echad, if, let's say, the first 125 amudim of the Sefer Torah are short, and the next 120 are long, ein anifsel b'kach, that's not going to be a problem. Shezeh ha'yasefer mechubim mishnei chatzai svarim, because that's just the case of two svarim which were attached together, which we know is mutter to do. U'kvar hunikar shein zeis parashin, it's obvious that this has nothing to do with the sheer parasha. V'cheinim ein ha'oirech, v'cheinim ein ha'oruch, ki im daf echot be'emtza harbe k'tzorim, and same would apply if the long column is stuck in between a bunch of short columns, v'hu kasev besirtut, and this long column has as many sirtutim as there are on the column, and they're all filled up with ksav, gamzehu kosher, that's also not going to be a problem. Because again, it's nicker that has nothing to do with the sheer parsha. Avalam daf echot kotzer bein dafim arukim. But if you have all the columns, let's say, of 42 lines, and you have one column in the middle that's 41 lines, bazei yesh lachush lifsel, that could be a problem. Shen nira k'may hefsik parsha, because it looks like the bottom line is blank, and you have a sheer parsha. Eloshim loy hayasham sum sirtut efshilach shire. But maybe, says the Tashbitz, if there's no sirtut on that bottom line, maybe over there we could be makel. Why? Shebehefsik ha-parsha is yesh sirtut, because whenever you have a shir parsha, there's always sirtut in that spot. Ubezeh, kevan she'en sham shum sirtut, nikar she'en zu parsha. And from the fact that there's no sirtut, l'chayre, we can understand that this is not meant to be a shir parsha, says the Tashbitz, ubedieved yesh lahachshirei im eif shalatakin v'loy lepos loy la'abit sefer Torah. Ad kan l'shani. So the Tashbitz says that bedieved, if you're stuck, you could be makel if it's a question of losing the sefer Torah over this. V'hine mehemshich l'shani, from the hemshich of the Tashbitz nira, the davka b'deleka sirtut daiti lahachshir, that it's only in a case where there's no sirtut that the Tashbitz is makel bedieved im eif shalatakin avalim yesham sirtut. But if there is a sirtut there, asher mitoch kach nira k'may hefsik parsha, and that will make it look like a hefsik parsha, lo yola b'dayte lahachshir, afilu yefshir l'takin. The Tashbitz has no havamina to be makel in such a case, even if you're going to lose the Sefer Torah over it. El etzrichin l'hachlif es ha-yiriya, you don't have to lose the Sefer Torah, you could just change that yiriya. Ubesefer yad shol, simen reish ayin gimel, sifkot and beis, kosav, dimashmoz loshen ha-tashbitz hu l'hachshir b'dieved, kishi ef shalitakin gambashi yesham sirtut. Ulafiyan ez daiti le mashmakein. He says, I don't know why the Yad Shol thinks that the Tashbitz would be machshir b'dieved even when there is sirtut. It looks from the Tashbitz like it would only be makel when there's no sirtut. El kamoshe kosavti v'oid ayin b'sefer melech ha-shamayim klal yud beis if kotten dalet, where over there the melech ha-shamayim is very marich on this inyan of the different length amudim, and he brings from many different achrayim many different opinions. Si'if hey, Even though regarding the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, how to create the Parashias, we pass in like the Rambam. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, im nimtza sefer Torah she'ein ksuva lefi shitasa, if you find a sefer Torah that is not written in accordance with the opinion of the Rambam, ein lanu lepasla, it will not be considered to be pasul. Bein she'nimtza shini b'tzuras ha'psuchas v'astumos. Whether the stumas and the psuchas are made in a way, like the Rosh, for instance, right? Not the way the Rambam wants it. Or whether they are in a place where the Rambam doesn't say that that's where they're supposed to be. Bekol inyan, either case, ain lifsol b'dieved, it will not be a psul b'dieved. Why not? Because there are other opinions amongst the Rishonim of how to make psuchas and stumas and where they're supposed to be. Therefore, even in a place where we don't know of any Rishon who argues on the Rambam, we can assume that the Sefer Torah was written according to the opinion of some Rishon that we're not aware of. However, that's when the whole Sefer Torah is not like the Rambam. The Yesh Litlois V'loimar, we can assume Shenechteva Al Pi Eza Godel Acher, that we could assume that this Sefer Torah was written in accordance with the opinions of a different Rishon. Avolim Yadua Shuto Sefer, but if it's clear that this is not according to some other opinion, the Sefer just made a mistake. Shetal Vishina Midavir Rambam B'Magim She'en Shum Paisa Choylok Olof. It's clear that this has nothing to do with following an alternate opinion. The Sefer just made a mistake. So in such a case where such a thing is clear, Nira De Psulahi Af B'Dieved, says the Shach, will passel the Sefer Torah, and we will not allow the Sefer to, we will not assume that he relied on some other opinion, again, in a case where it's clear that it's just simply a mistake. Says the Lishka Sivkot Nvav, Ein lanu lifsoil, b'sefer melech ha-shamayim hevi b'shem shut mi'il Shmuel, sha'afilu b'ir achas, mikza sifrei Torah k'suven al pi divrei ha-rambam, uktsas al pi divrei ha-rosh, afilu lechatchila karen b'shteyim. Let's say you have one shul or one city where some of the sifrei Torah are like the Rambam and some are like the Rosh. You're allowed to read from both of them. Although you can read from the Rambam Sifrei Torah and you can read from the Rosh Sifrei Torah, but you shouldn't take them out together. Let's say you want to use one for Parsha Shkolim and the other one you want to use for the regular Kriya, that you shouldn't do. But to use them not at the same time, that would be perfectly acceptable. Says the Kesa Sif Vav, Had Machshirin on Suras HaParashis Shalai Nechtevu Lefidas HaRambam, this that we're saying, that the Parashis are kosher, even if they're not written according to the Rambam, Mikol Malkam Tzarech Liya Shekol HaTorah Teik Suva Kach, has to be uniform throughout the entire Torah. Shalai Tiyana HaTzurais Soisrais Zu Ezu, you can't have some of the parashiyas like the Rambam and some of the parashiyas like the Rosh in the same Sefer Torah. The Hainu Sheikach Tzura Achas Pa'amim L'Psucha K'Rambam U'Pa'amim L'Stuma K'Rosh. That's not going to work. The Bezev Adai Pasal HaSefer Torah Azayzak T'Bnei Yoyin. It's only you can have an entire Sefer like the Rambam or an entire Sefer like the Rosh. But you can't mix within one Sefer Torah both opinions. Se'iv Zayin. V'Piska Shel Vayihi Ben Soya Oroin Tzrichen La'asish Dei Nunen Minu Zorais. There's a short parasha, as we know, in Sefer Bamidbar, called the parasha of Vayehi ben Soya Ha'orin. So in that parasha, there are two nunin minuzorois. V'nechleku ha'poiskim b'inyonam. What these nunin minuzorois are is a machloikas ha'poiskim. V'ha'ikar hu la'halocha, the bottom line is, ulamaisa, she'yesh la'asoysan v'revach shebein ha'parashias. That these nunin minuzorois should not be made in words, rather they should be made between the parashiyas. V'im yishum shemematen b'shir revach ha-parashin, if you're worried about the fact that it's going to take away from the shir parashin, in other words, let's say you left 9 oisiyas for a shir parashin, you have this nun nuzer in the middle, so that hacks up your shir parasha. So if that's what you're concerned about, says the Kesas, we have an eitzah for that. Yesh lo haniach achrei klois min ha-machaneh, at the end of the prior parashia, you should leave. Sheyehelef neva yiba and soya beemza hashita revach kedei tesa. Just leave 9 letters worth of space blank. Knows, don't put the nun in a place where it's going to hack up the sheer parsha. Rather, leave the full nine oisias blank, then make the nun menuzeres, and then you leave another two or three letters, and then you start on that same line, like a din stuma, and the nun menuzer will not be ruining the sheer parsha. V'acharek chlois kolois alfa Yisrael, and at the end of the parsha v'yehi ben soya aron, yaniach gam kein revach k'may beis ha-gimel oisiyas. So again, leave a revach of two or three oisiyas, v'achar kach nun menuzeres, v'achar kach revach tes oisiyas b'ois ha-shita, and then leave after the nun menuzeres a full nine oisiyas of a sheer parsha, b'rosh ha-shita ha-shni, and at the beginning of the next line, yaschil parshas v'yehi ha-om, v'goymer, and that solves all of your problems, because then that you will not have the nun menuzeres anywhere in the middle of the sheer parsha. Noid Behuda Simenai and Dalid. There's a lengthy Noid Behuda there. You could see it where he argues on the Marashal v'ken kosev b'nayyina that this is the proper way to set up the parashias of b'min chashay. The loikamoy shekosev Marashal lapach hanun shel ben soya. That, as we said, the Marshal says that the nunim menuzara should be in the words themselves. We don't paskin that way. Rather, we put the nunim between the parashias. Tzuras hanunim ha'elu, what are they supposed to look like? Some leave the head of the nun like a zayin, and they just switch the rest of the nun around, meaning that you have the yerech coming out of the middle of the rosh, and just the moishav is going to the right. Others even have the roish of the nun backwards, facing the right, instead of facing the left, like a sparadish nun would. Shtei hatzuras hevi ba'artayra. The artayra brings both of these tzuras. Hu hiskim l'tzura hashniya. And he likes the second one, which is all completely backwards. Aval b'nei yayna hiskim l'tzura hashniya. But the b'nei yayna likes the first tzura better, which is more like an Ashkenazi nun, just with the bottom half of it backwards. V'imloy osa klal hani nunin. What if a sefer left out the nunin menuzaris entirely? Yesh lahachshir as a sefer tere b'di'evid, you could be mekel and be machshir the sefer b'di'evid. Azay zok the tshuvas meram lublin and the b'nei yayna, not like the marshal, again, because the marshal is the one who held that it has to be in the oisius, in the words themselves.